Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Andrea Cervi, Fred Film Radio from the Torino Festival, here today with Christopher Nordenroth of the film Unthinkable. Good morning.
Good morning.
You are the lead actor and the author of the film. You wrote the film too. The film is in the section After Hours and is a kind of a hell of a trip into a bad future, if we can say it briefly. I start to ask you a question as a writer, and then we talk about the acting.
Sure.
Your film is a very complicated story about a threat to Sweden that is seems like a very small one, then turns out to be a very big one and ferocious and violent one, with a very weird and strong ending in terms of politics. So how did you come up with this story, and how did you manage to keep the balance between the personal stories that you tell and the public / political issues that you face?
This story, the idea actually started back in 2010, and we were at a meeting and we heard that they tested the war alarm that you can hear in the movie as well, because in Sweden they do that every first Monday in the month. They test the alarm, but it's never for real in Sweden because Sweden hasn't been in war for like 300 years or something. But we started thinking, what about the alarm going off and it's not on a Monday and it's actually for real and your phone doesn't work and internet is down, you can't reach your loved ones. What if that would happen here in Sweden? The things that we see on the news happening in other countries, how would we react? So that was like the starting point on that idea that got us started. But it's actually like a relationship drama. So we've been working a lot with the characters. And in one sense, you can see the outer threat. The war situation is something that reflects what's actually going on inside of the characters and the main character, Alex, which we follow, who's pretty damaged in terms of relationships.
Yeah, and actually, it's really interesting the fact that in the narrative, you manage to have all the knots being solved, all the personal knots being solved at the very end of the film, but throughout the film, even in the most like scariest and complicated and active moments, the personal parts, the personal issues are developing, are like going on, you know, going further. Was it difficult to manage that balance? Because, you know, being able to narrate a personal history in the movie that is very an action movie. Many parts are really acting in terms of action. But still you manage to give us hints and bits and pieces of how the personal stories are proceeding. So how did you manage to do this?
Yeah, that's why we rewrote the script, I think, 10 times or something, because that is a hard balance. Mm. But it's also, I think, the interesting thing with it. Sometimes I compare it. It's not close to it, but with the movie Titanic, it's a love story, but it's being set on a boat that we all know will sink, and that helps the characters develop throughout the film, and the love story develops. So it's kind of everything has to play the same chord. Even the war situation has to be there because of the characters, and the characters need to develop because of it. But there is a lot of characters in the movie and a lot of things to be resolved in the end, but they all like play in the same theme, and our main theme has been say things before it's too late, which I think we all can relate to in life. And when the war comes to Sweden, they have to say things before it's too late, but unfortunately in life sometimes it is too late to do it, and that's the issue with Alex in the ending. He says the things he always wanted to say in the ending, but it is too late because his life is over, and so he should have said it before.
Production-wise, the movie is a big effort and is really complex in terms of production. Just the bridge scene at the beginning with all those cars crashing down must have been a hell of a job to do it. And you managed, Crazy Pictures, then we're going to talk about what Crazy Pictures is, managed to get the taste and the quality of a huge budget American horror, like a fantascientific film, but giving it a personal, even in the action scene, there is you didn't copy anything from the Americans. It's very very European, very Swedish, and even more probably more daring than what Americans dare to do.
Yeah, I mean, it is very Swedish, but it's also very non-Swedish, because you haven't seen a Swedish film like this before.
No,
but we're young people, and we're grown up with watching American movies, so we got a lot of influences from there. But we also got a lot of influences from Sweden, so we wanted to do a film with a character in focus, the little guy from the countryside, but in a big scenario, which is kind of like an American movie. But
yeah, exactly.
The main character, Alex, he's not an action hero from a Hollywood movie. He's more of an anti-hero. He's not the guy who saves the day and gets the girl in the end. He's pretty focused on himself, like it is in real life, I think. But production-wise, it's been a hell of a ride.
You managed to get some very impressive sequences, because the car ones, the helicopter when they... I'm not going to spoil the film, but there are a couple of helicopter scenes which are very complicated and very effective to watch as an audience. And how much did you work on that? How difficult was it?
A lot. I mean, it's the production company Crazy Pictures is five guys, and they are extremely talented. They've been making movies since they were like 8 years. And they know a lot about effects, and they've like invented things to make those kind of effects with their trademark. So it's like we made 70% of the action sequences for real. So we actually crashed cars. We made them remote controlled.
Okay.
We crashed them so it was safe. And we actually burned a lot of things down and things like that, but never in the actual places where it took place. So that's the added sequences with a green screen in the background. So we later on added it to be in the center of Stockholm, but it's actually being filmed like in the countryside somewhere on a parking lot.
Coming back to the narrative, the film has chooses to give a specific villain.
Yeah.
Which is very daring, very refreshing too. Actually, that we know who the bad guys are, and why did you choose to do that, and how bold this can be.
I mean, we wanted to do a film about Sweden under attack, and that was the main focus. So we talked to a lot of people who knew about what would happen if Sweden were under attack, and what would be the most likely scenario. And this was one of them, because people today, they don't just start wars because they want to take over another country.
No,
it's because of economical interests. Mm-hmm. And this was a likable scenario. And I don't know how much I should spoil. But
It's up to you, but not much.
But I mean, the focus from the country that attacks Sweden is based on true events.
And one last question. You chose to put many scary situations that are making the characters more and more concerned, and they don't know what to do. When the when birds starts to fall down, this is really scary. It's how much of like how much did you leave out if there was something that you would have had it as an effect or as a storyline in order to scare us audience that you couldn't do. There was something that you couldn't do that you would love to do, but it was impossible in terms of production or what.
Actually, I don't think so. I think we
did,
I mean, we filmed a lot of material. I think we filmed like 80 hours or something. So a lot of scenes were cut off from the movie, but it was like because of the length and things like that, and the dramaturgical sense. But the rain and what's going on with that whole chemical war weapon, that's actually based on true events as well. Because
this is really scary. I mean, to think about it, it's really terrifying.
Yeah, I read about it, and that's why we added it into the film, because it's so interesting, because it's a weapon that you can use to wipe out the enemy without killing anyone, but you can wipe them out because they can't do anything.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Well, thank you very much to have scared us enough through the film.
I hope I wasn't so scary.
It was entertaining and scary at the same time. Yeah. And also made us think a lot, which is a very good combination. So thank you very much to Christopher Nordenroth for the film Unthinkable.
Thank you very much.
I'm Angela Cerbi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.